Dropped the southern flag. Bounty hunters everywhere trying to take an outlaw back. If it was an ordeal as Quantrill's men rode by, death was always near to them and they had to ride or die. For they were outlaws, never bowed to blue. In the Civil War, the sudden flag they flew. Outlaws, never bowed to blue. In the Civil War,
all right, we're back. Second hour of the program coming your way. Incendiary Radio on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Now, this Soros district attorneys, prosecutors funded crap is getting really, really out of hand, folks. And so last couple of the last week or two, so he notches more leftist DAs in a push to remake criminal justice, you know, systems. So Soros-funded DAs take over in two affluent D.C. suburbs. That's in the World Tribune. And so Dem prosecutors fear for the suburbs' safety as radical DAs take over. Now you've got, a kid of one of the weathermen takes over as the prosecutor in San Francisco. And so and I've talked about here in the St. Louis area, you've got Kim Gardner in St. Louis City, circuit attorney, and then you've got Wesley Bell is the prosecuting attorney of St. Louis County. Both black, kind of Marxist, Black Lives Matter, Soros-funded nuts, easy on crime. Basically, this is a trickle-down that's happened now to where it is emboldened the basically your knucklehead rap music listening idiots to where traffic law and then whether you say traffic law should be enforced or not, I know there's a lot of kind of sovereign minded people that listen to RBN, but you watch these people drive and then they're driving around in four wheelers on main roads, not even caring. The cops have been told to back off, and basically it's lawlessness. And I can see it only getting worse and worse. And so now you've got these Soros-funded DAs in the D.C. area, which is already has crime problems. Ken, go ahead and play clip one real quick.
Hi, my name is Ray Morrow, and I'm your Commonwealth's attorney here in Fairfax County. On November 5th, we're having an election in Fairfax County with many important candidates on the ballot. But the race I'm most concerned with as the chief law enforcement officer of this county is the race for Commonwealth's attorney. And that's why I'm asking you now to vote for Jonathan Fahey on November 5th. Jonathan Fahey has two decades of experience as a prosecutor. He worked in my office for several years. He's been at the U.S. Attorney's Office for several years, and he has served with excellence and distinction at every level. On the other hand, his opponent is completely unqualified for the office of Commonwealth's attorney. In fact, if he were hired today, he would be the least experienced attorney in my office. He has never tried a serious case, a rape, a robbery, a murder, or any such case. Instead, the only case he tried, he disgraced himself when the judge reversed the conviction because Jonathan's opponent lied in closing argument. This man is not fit to hold office in Fairfax County. I've dedicated 36 years of my life to keeping you safe in Fairfax County. I've never asked for anything, but I love my country. I love this county, and I believe in public safety. I'm asking
all right, go
you
ahead and stop it,
vote
Ken.
For.
So the guy he wanted to get run, I think lost. But anyway, now look, I'm not a. You guys know that. Listen to this broadcast. I don't like the law profession. I don't like the bar conspiracy. I don't like this whole, you know, Hydra, the trial lawyers, and how they've just trashed justice and everything else. At the same time, I don't want a bunch of radical Marxist nuts taking over and pulling the selective prosecution angle. They're going to basically, they'll let their favorite pet groups go run wild. Well, basically the targeted group, which is you and I, the clamps will start coming down more and more. And then let's say you're out there and you got to defend yourself, use your exert your Second Amendment right to defend yourself. You guess what? You're going to be under the jail, folks. This is what this gangsters are up to. Now, Glenn Beck, who I'm not a fan of, but his team gets some decent research together for him. And I watched this the other day. The Democrats' Hydra, like, you know, a multi-headed snake, the Hydra. It's worth watching, folks, even if you don't like Beck, which I don't. I think he's a slimy dude, but some of the research there is stuff that you're not going to get in a lot of other places. And so, but, you know, you can say, hey, all the lawyers are screwballs and, you know, don't worry about it, blah, 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 blah. You know, it's like throwing the baby out with the bathwater. Okay, you've got a system. It's already flawed. A lot of people with the civil asset forfeiture and all the goofy stuff. I get it. At the same time, do you want basically complete Looney Tunes like Elizabeth Warren to become your district attorney? You know what I mean? I don't know what the answer is, but I know when you put in a bunch of radical Marxists in, that things aren't going to get better. You're going to have, this is the slow rollout of the Red Terror. Okay, they got to do it slow here in the United States because a lot of people still are armed and so forth and so on. But this is the slow rollout of the Gulag system and the Red Terror. All right, so we've got a caller from Canada, and they're facing even a more rapid succession to this than we are. He lost the caller from Canada. Sorry about that. Call back in, he said. Let's take Miles in Maine. We got Miles. Greetings, sir.
Robert. Yeah, I think on those Bernie stickers, they should get them, and just people should put them on their cars with an ellipsis that says dot, 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 is a communist.
Yeah. Yeah, it's crazy. People are so, I mean, this is what gets you really kind of freaked out when you see people, how disinformed and misinformed they are, to where they're actually, these people are embracing socialism, and because they've been pumped full of bad ideas, and they think the socialism can be a success, and it's just not. Humans, it's not going to work.
Yeah, they don't even know what socialism is or what it's about, what its foundations are. But well, I'll tell you, they got a lot of them. I hear people calling RBN, this guy, all the time from North Carolina. I'm ready to try socialism.
Oh, geez.
I think his name's Mark from North Carolina, but another guy from North Carolina is kind of perplexing. And I really used to enjoy his calls as Frank, you know, because I talked to another show, Dennis Fetchko, Revolution Radio.
Uh-huh.
And Frank was on there talking about you, of course, my favorite show here. And I happened to be your first call that night, or the first time I had ever called you that night. And it was about Hijacker. Hijacker had called in, if you recall, and he said that they were leaning globally toward a Israeli or a Chinese domination.
Mm-hmm.
And Hijacker had believed that it was going to be an Israeli-style global domination. And
think about it. Think about it. The Ben-Gurion vision was to have the Supreme Court, the Sanhedrin, basically, of the world, headquartered there in Israel and so forth. So there are these kind of thinkers, utopians on the Jewish side of the house that think all things are going to flow to Israel when the Messianic kingdom comes, all the wealth of the nations go ahead.
Yeah, I know, and I understand, Robert, that's not my point, but my point is this. Frank went on this other show and excoriated myself and this guy Hijacker, and yourself for even having a hijacker on the show and giving him the time to talk about it. So
well,
I tried to rectify the situation with Fetch and say, hijacker was just giving his opinion on the two factions in the world at the time. But Frank, you know, he said, well, that's why I'm very selective now, and I don't call this show. This hijacker is some kind of operative or something, even though hijacker has a radio show on that network that he's part of.
Yeah.
And so Frank really excoriated me and you and hijacker just because you had hijacker on the show. And then he says, well, and I really watch. I won't call them anymore. And then, you know, I hear him now, and he's calling all the time like nothing, you know. And I think it's kind of. Kind of disingenuous.
I've got very thick skin, I try to get around as much as I can on talk radio, but I let stuff roll right off of me, man. I got so much on my plate now that.
I know you do, but when you're a caller and you hear somebody like that and hear someone say something like that, you know what I mean? And I like Frank and everything, but, you know, you can't have it both ways. But anyway, back to Hijacker, who's one of my favorite callers. I don't think he's an operative or anything. He makes some fantastic points, you know, just like Jeff.
Sure.
I don't know what's going on with Jeff. Jeff makes some great points. But, you know, to the point, though, that Frank said, well, you know, I watch these guys, and I know this hijacker is some kind of guy. And then Fetch actually agreed with him. And then
that's okay.
It came to a point. It came to a point on the show where Fetch and Frank were just bashing me because I was just mentioning what Hijacker said and how it was on your show. So I just thought, I don't know. I just thought that it was kind of chaotic how Hijacker's thoughts are going, how he watches what he's doing, and now he calls here all the time, you know. But if I said one thing about, you know,
it is.
But hey, Robert, you just keep up the work anyway, because it's a great show. But I hope Hijacker calls in often, and I sure hope that Jeff, I haven't heard from Jeff in so long. Any word on him?
I keep meaning to dig up his email and hit him up and see what's up with him and see if he's okay and so forth. I got to do that because I've got his email somewhere in my email. So I'll see what I can do maybe this week and see if I can get in contact with him.
All righty, Robert. Keep up the great work. Thanks.
All right. Have a good one. Okay. Let's take Leonard in Washington. Good evening, Leonard. We got you, Leonard.
Hello,
I got you now. Go ahead.
Okay. I just want to say your point earlier about the rampant pedophilia in the Hispanic culture is right on point. I've been a bail bondsman here in Seattle for 10 years, and I see it all the time. So
sure. Yeah.
But
And it's incestuous as well. They're into incestuous pedophilia. Very strange stuff. So,
very strange.
Yeah.
I wanted to see if you saw the tweet that Trump put out yesterday.
Which
it's the one where he goes, I can read it to you here. It says,
okay,
Dow hits 28,000, first time ever, highest ever. Gee, Pelosi and shit have a good idea. Let's impeach the president. If something like that ever happened, it would lead to the biggest fall in market history. It's called a depression, not a recession. So much for 401ks and jobs.
Yeah. Well, you know, I have this in my notes, and let me see here. So here's my next thing I was going to talk about, but I got a lot of calls that piled up. Trump and Powell, and I was listening to Salente on a couple programs, Gerald Salente, the repo market injections, right? Billions a day going into the market. Okay, it's up to 28,000. And then people have been bringing this up. And Salente even brought up, it's like, is this the setup to make the crash even worse? So you're pumping all this money in, propping up this system, 125 to 200 and something billion a day over the last I don't know how many weeks, And then, and my comments were set up for the crash, Mark of the Beast, it reset. You know, when Trump jumped in the race, there was a lot of thinkers out here online and blogs and that were like, this guy's going to manage the reset, the bankruptcy and the reset. Now the impeachment's another angle. If this thing actually happens, you know, I don't see him being convicted. Do you?
No, I don't. I think what you'll see is maybe they'll impeach him in the House. And then I think that, that's the point where, he's going to dump the FISA stuff and, I think it all has to do with this reset. And then I wanted to call attention to a video that the IMF released. You can go to their YouTube channel, and the video is called Pivotal Moments, Effective Intervention in Fragile States. But at about 12 minutes, the representative from the IMF talks about this plan about canceling the debt. He says cancel first, and then he really checks himself and says manage the debt. And it's a plan that all of the member nations have come to an agreement on that they plan on instituting in February of next year. So, yeah. Like you said, you got this repo market thing that they've pushed out to January 1st, and then, you know, you've got Brexit that was kind of pushed off to that same time frame. So you got Brexit lining up, you got those repo markets coming due, and then you got, you know, Trump over here, you know, saying, hey, if you impeach me, this is what's going to happen. In my opinion, they already know, you know, this is the time frame that they're probably going to crash this thing, and he's going to pin this on, you know, this impeachment and this Democrat.
It's crazy. You look at these 28 latest Q drops, and that sets off a firestorm with all the various people that follow it, X22, and all the people on the YouTube platforms and elsewhere. And a lot of people basically it maneuvers things further along, another ratchet up of civil war type, posturing both sides here. I don't know where this is going to go. This is very creepy, but the people still talking about these indictments, and so It's to the point now where people calling for people to go to Washington, D.C. and, you know, surround the White House and all this stuff and free Roger Stone. And I mean, there's so many things on the plate right now that are quite fascinating. But my thing is, when they drop the power grid, if and when that happens, or the EBT SNAP, whatever you want to call the benefits transfers, the food stamps, this gets cut off, you know, you're going to see a whole nother breed of lunacy out in our streets. And so, you know, they've been beta testing cutting off EBT cards all across the country over the last few years. You could have bank runs, bank holidays, no ATMs, you know, like we've seen in other countries. And so, what's your thoughts?
Well, I've called in before. I've been into this digital currency thing for a long time, and I'm in these groups that, with people that are pretty in the know on this stuff. You know, they're pretty connected. They know people or whatever. But, I think this is, you know, kind of where they're going with this. They're going to roll this thing out. They've already got it. I mean, it's been in the works since 2014 at the earliest. You know, they've got, they've been lining the rails, so to speak, and, you know, priming the pump to, for this moment in time. And, I think I think this Friday might be, it may be nothing, but, you know, Christine Lagarde, she, you know, just got elected as the ECB president on November 1st.
Yeah, remember all that numerology talk she did that a while back with, and it was all crazy. But I'm like, now she,
now she's the head of the European Central Bank. So, and yeah. I think she's giving a speech. From what I've heard, and like I said, could be complete BS. But you know, she's going to cover some topics that might not be the best for the markets. So, like, from what I've heard, she's going to cover stuff about central banks and some policies that may not be very popular with the market, which might, you know, start off, you know, it might be, I heard it's supposed to be bad for the market, but time will tell, you know, don't know for sure, but.
All right, Leonard, I got a lot of calls stacking up, so thanks for calling and thanks for weighing in. Yeah, thanks. You know what's crazy is, to piggyback, I was listening, I can't remember who it was, they were talking about the subprime auto loan delinquency rate. And this is for people with crap credit, subprime. And so all these people with, and you see it all over here in St. Louis, and I'm sure it's the same way where you guys are living, but basically, if you make $350 a week, $30,000 in credit, all you need's a dime, and all these crazy pitches and to move these cars. But basically, all these people are becoming delinquent on their subprime auto loan. So another repo market is, people are getting all these cars repossessed. And this is what shows you how Americans are living, is basically, hell with it, man. My credit score's 450. I'm going to go get an Escalade. I make $300 a week. I mean, this is where people are. So we're in cuckoo land. So we've got the Canadian caller, Kelly, back. How you doing, Kelly?
Fine, thank you very much. Your name again?
Robert.
Robert. I'm very fine, thank you. Look, really, I want to hang on here. We're going to do something. We're going to make it work. I'm ex-military, Canadian. Hello? You still there, yes. Robert?
Yes, I'm here.
Please, come on. Help me make it work. I know you can.
Well, hey, I mean, I wouldn't be on the air here if I wasn't...
We're not on the air, I hope.
Yes, we're on the air.
Oh, well, you can edit it later. So, Robert, please, look, it's not all that bad. Look, we've got Trudeau over here.
Yeah, you sure do. And we got a bunch of kooks in office over here, sure.
But I'm not saying that. But look, we're our best friends, right? You Americans and Canadian Canucks.
Sure, sure. Yeah. We share the National Hockey League.
Oh, yeah. Have you been watching?
No, I mean, but the St. Louis Blues are the Stanley Cup champions, so. All right, Kelly. Well, you have a good evening, and thanks for calling, and thanks for listening. Sebastian. We've got a caller from Sweden. Sebastian in Sweden, come on up, Sebastian.
Yeah, hello, Robert.
How are you, sir?
I was listening to your program. I'm doing fine. I was just pretty good anyway. I was under the knife a couple of weeks ago. I couldn't call in, but I'm doing all right now. As the Brits would say, under the knife, you know, it's like a little bit of small operation.
Sure, sure.
But I told this friend of mine, I can get under the knife anytime. I just go down to Malmö, you know, in that area probably. Get under the knife pretty quick down there. But anyway, called in about the animals. You're talking about the cruelty a couple of weeks ago. And I have to tell you here that what's happened during the summer is that these foreigners that came into the country in 2015, I think it was, most of them, They were using small dogs in parks, taking them away from pensioners, and using them as footballs until they died. Yeah. Can you imagine that?
Oh yeah, I see the horrific things they do to these dogs, and I'll tell you what, when this thing goes hot, hopefully everybody's got something for those type of characters.
Well, I hope so. It happened right in Malmo, in the heart of Beirut, last weekend. There was one that killed a cat. And there was a mob of people, probably Swedes, maybe drunk Swedes, was doing the weekend, that chased him all the way down to the water, right to, you know, across from Malmö, so right across from Copenhagen, Denmark.
Mm-hmm.
And he got so scared, he jumped into the water, so the rescue team had to rescue him out of the water, get him out of the water, and then the police were there, and they arrested him for cruelty to animals. So that was pretty good. I don't know what they did with him, but... at least some Swedes are getting fed up with this immigration policy we have in Sweden.
Well, you know, gosh, I want the spirit of the Norse to rise, man, and crush these freaks that your sickos, the sicko left wing women and weak men have let into your countries. And we're dealing with the same thing here. We've got millions of them here, but I feel for the Norse. Peoples, and I want to see you guys turn your thing around and set an example for the rest of Europe. And so hopefully the good old Amon Amarth spirit type people arise in Sweden and do what they need to do to save their culture and their land.
Well, I don't know. Well, the Danes are pretty good at it now. And also the Norwegians have started deporting these people they think that would be these ECs. But according to the equivalent to the, I suppose it's equivalent to the American CIA, CEPO, it's secret police in Sweden, they think that there could be 3,000 EC soldiers in Sweden, you know, that our social democratic government took in.
Oh, now, they're EC, gonna be all right. They're gonna be... explain EC to us real quick.
Oh, it's just these jihadists. You know,
oh, jihadists.
Fighting,
okay.
Yeah. You know, I mean, these are so... The bombs that were... You know, Sweden is the most... that's why I call Malmö a little Beirut. Sweden is the most bombed country in the Western world. And yeah. they identified the bombs as being the same ones that are used in Afghanistan and Mali. So
Mali, yeah, in Africa.
I don't know what you call them in the military. I forgot the name of it was. In the military, you call them improvised
explosive devices, IEDs. Yeah,
exactly.
Improvised explosive devices. Yeah.
Okay, improvised explosive devices. Okay, that's what they say they're made, just like the ones in Afghanistan and Mali.
Sure.
So, you know, it's and then a lot of cities are taking in Christmas this year. Malmö used to have a Christmas. No, not Malmö. I'm sorry. Gothenburg had a Christmas parade every year. And then they're taking in Christmas lights in Gothenburg. And I said, my gosh, the rapes and the robberies. It was just 5 robberies this past Friday night in Gothenburg.
Ugh.
And they're taking in Christmas lights. It seems like Christmas light would light up the place more.
Yeah.
You know?
Sick.
It's really sick. Okay, man, take care. Oh, and another thing I'll say, I don't know if you remember this, I'm the best you can get. Have you guessed me yet? You remember who sang that back in the 70s? I don't think you're too young for that, but he was like, I think that Trump is the best America can get.
Yes,
in the
I
next
agree.
Election.
Right now at this epoch in time, this is all we've got. But we need to hold his feet to the fire, and we need to do our own thing as well. Thanks for the call, Sebastian. Good luck in Sweden, and hope things turn around.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendivite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendivite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendivite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendivite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high. No matter what amount you take, what does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied. But you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. And purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
We live in changing times. The sudden thoughts are now a crime. Power flows through an evil pen. For freedom's light is growing dim. One day if suddenly I'm forced to take my leave, will you still carry on with the things that we believe? One day if suddenly they take my life away, will you still be fighting to win a brand new day?
All right, we are back. Last half hour of the broadcast coming your way. I wanted to get this out here. GOP Rep. Paul Gosar inserts Epstein didn't kill himself conspiracy theory into impeachment tweets. And this is on Gizmodo, but it's all over the place. Well, what could be yet another seal of the apocalypse melting down and sloughing off like a skin at Chernobyl? Arizona Representative Paul Gosar meticulously inserted a quote-unquote conspiracy theory about late financier and convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein into a Twitter thread on Wednesday. Even as Gosar, one of the most right-wing members of the House and known for dining with European ultranationalists and public pleas from six of his siblings disavowing his politics, watch the ongoing impeachment proceedings in the House against the president. He took over 8 hours to write the phrase, Epstein didn't kill himself, over the first two letters of 22 different tweets. kind of fascinating. I thought that was pretty funny. Let's take Murr in Wisconsin. How you doing, Murr?
We went through the Sonic Gate, did we?
You're there. Yes, ma'am. Go ahead.
Okay. Yeah. It's kind of interesting. Lagarde was in this country in 73 in synchronized swimming and other things. And she also interned with William Cohen, he was a representative at the time, and then went on to Senate and also...
Defense Secretary.
Yep. And his middle name is Sebastian. Get tie up some data dots here. You just had a Sebastian call in.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah, but he said in 97, you remember, about weapons that we can cause earthquakes. And, of course, if you can cause earthquakes, you can cause volcanoes to erupt, right?
Sure.
Well, in April of last year, there was this really loud sonic weapon. What's his name? James Munder, you know, on YouTube?
Yeah, yeah.
He had a video that caught it. I'm sure there's others, but that's where I heard it. So that was in April. And then in May, we had all that seismic activity, remember, ripped through and the magma coming out and everything. And that was a Rothschild plant there, geothermal, apparently.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I don't know. You know, it's hard to tell whether some of these things are overall beneficial, you know, are going on. Or mm-hmm. if they're, you know, or made to look detrimental, even though they are beneficial. So we keep the game going without, you know, causing all kind of hell to come down on us. Mm-hmm. But another thing, too, with Jeff Renz, he likes to say how he's the only one that follows up on this Fukushima thing. And I agree with you. It's in pockets and spurts. Depends on where it goes. And we're not totally in charge of how that all works out, you know. And Dana Durnford saying that the women were excreting their organs, you know, yeah. from the radiation yeah. and all that. But he didn't like to say about, in fact, it was only up 2 hours on his site. Henry Mako had Jim Stone's Fukushima report, and, you know, Israel had security there.
Right.
And they had agreed to refine nuclear material for Iran just 3 months before. And this security brought in this supposed camera, but it was really a nuke gun, because one of the places it blew up wasn't even working, number three. But like I said, it was only on his site 2 hours. And, you know, I'm looking, and he has this little thing there, Jeff Renz, you know, most plagiarized site. And at that time, I was posting to a certain goddish, I call him, godlike forum webpage, you know, thread, mm-hmm. following a thread. And I put something there every day. And I'd only been there 2 hours, and all hell broke loose, if you remember, with Mako and revealing Jeff Renz and his 7-8 wives and whatever.
Yeah,
and one of them was probably, it's all that good stuff, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So, of course, Jim Stone isn't supposed to be heard from. But all these things relate together. And now, about Dennis Fecho, there was a little fracas in the chat room. This guy's picking on people, and he does it off and on, and Dennis comes in and says, oh, he helps behind the scenes or whatever, contributes behind the scenes is what he says. So I don't know if he meant money or information, but anyway, I was going to call in, but not about that. I wouldn't bring that on air. You know, I'm telling you now because of this thing with Hijacker. But and Hijacker does a good job for the people on Revolution Radio. They like him. You know, he has a lot of stuff to say, but Dennis Fecho doesn't. He also doesn't want to hear, even though he knows about UFOs and all that kind of stuff, he don't want to talk about that on that show. But anyway, I think he thought I was going to bring that because phone rang, and then he said, oh, Snipe, and he reconnected. He says, try call in again, but I don't know if that went over the air or if I could just hear it. So I, you know, let it ring, and he never picked it up. But so I don't know. I think there's just some misunderstanding there, but... You know, we need to be a little less hard on each other. Like you said, have a thick skin. And not even that, just be understanding that, you know, I mean, I get really ticked about, well, not really ticked, it's kind of comical, is I call him Slat Trick Pattery.
Oh, Patrick Slattery.
Yeah, he has a lot of really good information sometimes, and then other times it's, you know.
Well, everybody's got their opinions, and everybody can keep them. And you know what? I do this. I've never made one American penny off of it. I just do this because if anybody's got, you know, critical things to say about, I don't care. Dude, go ahead. I've got enough on my plate in my personal life to where I could drop this in a hot second.
I really appreciate you being here these 3 weekends in a row. This is great. This is so much fun for all of us. You don't know how much we look forward to it. it's really a lot of fun. But now I'm forgetting what I was going to tell you, but I was going to tell you something that seemed important. Oh, you know, on RBN there, they had this guy that's really delved into the JFK, and it looks like he abdicated the throne. He never even died. They killed somebody else, and it's a very interesting theory, and it looks like they really have it down that that's what happened. And he was also, I told you, he's queer, but RFK was killed, right? Yeah. And his estate then, this Lynn Billing that was a lifelong friend of JFK and had the room in the White House, he was part of the trustee for RFK's estate. And, you know, don't you get the feeling, I mean, Bobby Jr., he's a neat guy and everything, but there's something like he has a really bad foundation, a really weak foundation. I think that probably explains maybe some of that. But,
yeah,
there's
so many, let's just say, I don't want to say theories, but there's so many places you can go, tributaries that lead when in any of these huge incidents like this. You know, you remember Ed Sherini, WellAware1.com, Goldberg guy? And I mean, he's one of these guys where he thinks everybody's an actor and the Greenberg family and all that stuff. But, you know, when you get into our, you know, how all the people that are presented to us as political heavyweights and presidents and all, you know, and I'm not saying I agree with Ed and all that stuff that he did all these years. And I haven't even went on to any of his sites in a while, but I'm not saying that's the way it is, but I'm not saying
it's not all wrong. I think they
some of that stuff is plausible. But a bunch of it, to me, is not. It's like it's a few nuggets buried in a bunch of weird kind of stuff. But it's like it gives you a way to kind of craft where your mind goes when you're looking at all of these events that are presented to us as history in the making. It's like how much of this is a production in the making and it's not real history. It's just crafted stagecraft. History that's being given to us as real organic history. You know what I'm saying? And this, yeah, go ahead.
Well, it's the Jews, man. You know, because they control the money and the media and the stage plays, and that's just what it is. I mean, if they're going to disrespect us to put on all these little acts that condemn everyone and put them in jail, and then the rabbi's fingers grew back. What? You know, all this kind of crazy stuff that we're supposed to believe.
Well, watch this. When Roger Stone, if and when he gets sentenced to go to prison and Trump doesn't, let's say Trump doesn't pardon him, who's to say that Roger's not going to be hanging out somewhere? He's been around the political heavyweights for so long. And then, you know, Alex Jones and Joe Biggs and all these guys want us to get up in arms about Roger being convicted. I'm like, how does us peons down here at our level know that Roger's just not going to go hang out for a while somewhere in a nice place and be off the grid for a while? You know what I mean? It's just
right. And that, I think prisons can be, you know, dependent on, like you're saying, the elite and everything else, how they handle it. Can be protection for him and rest. And this bit about, his face was beet red. Well, that's all we've got. He didn't say anything. We didn't see him. So they've got to say something. So his face was beet red. Maybe his face wasn't beet red. Who cares? trying to say.
A guy of his stature, when you're looking at a conviction like this, I mean, they've made all of us like that did. In our kind of sector here, the way a lot of us think is that you've made us so jaded. It's just like, how do I know what to believe when it comes to things like this?
Well, like this Transpocalypse Now thing. Some of that's got to be wrong and way over the top.
Yeah, sure.
But if this Tulsi can pull off defamation against Clinton, Hildebeest, that does a lot to bolster people's courage. Say, oh, she's not such an all-powerful witch.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
She is a witch, but she's not all-powerful. And they're losing their power because they're not being able to practice some of this dark stuff they're used to doing.
Right. All right, Merle, I got a bunch of callers to run through.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye, Robert.
Yeah, thanks for being here. I saw this article on The Blaze, and it made me think of the FBI stringing people along and so forth. Feds charged Chicago area gang leader who converted to Islam for trying to wire money to ISIS terrorists. They say he radicalized gang members to support ISIS as well. Now, think about this. ISIS, our own kind of British, Israeli, Saudi, American intelligence gangs, Turkish, whatever. Now, this guy gets sucked into the ideology to where he's going to support them and try to wire money to them. It's crazy. Or did he get just, you know, strung along by some FBI characters? You just don't know. Kind of crazy. So Frank called back in, I guess, about Miles. Go ahead. You got a couple seconds, Frank. Go ahead. What you got, buddy?
Yeah. I could address a whole lot of things. But, you know, it really did piss me off that night when that guy called in. I'm not going to mention his name because I don't want you to spend the rest of the show talking about it. But, you know, he basically was laying out this idea, you know, throwing it out there. Look, you know, it looks like we're looking at either a takedown by China of America or a takedown by the Jews. Let's just go with the Jews and, you know, it'll be better for us. And, you know, maybe we can work with them and some of us can sell out. And maybe that's how I took it. And I mean, I would have told the guy personally, don't call my show anymore. I'm not interested in what you have to say. I don't want people like that anywhere around me. I'm going to tell you something, man. I hear the callers call into RBN and a lot of these other networks. They're soft, man. They're soft. The callers that I hear, a lot of them are soft men. These are effeminate men. I don't want these guys anywhere near me. I would never give in. I would never take, I would never surrender. I would never put up a white flag. I will fight to the death. I will never bow down to these guys or work with them. I mean, you know, it reminds me of the scene, the mayor in the old mid-1980s movie, Red Dawn. Traitors can always rationalize some reason why we should just go along. We should just go along with them. Anyway, yeah, it did really piss me off, man.
All right. Well, I'll let you get it off your chest.
Fetch is great. Dennis Fetcho is probably the best thing out there, man. He tells the whole truth unabashed. They ran him out of the country. He's got a really interesting story. You should check him out.
Right. Oh, I've had some interactions with Mr. Fetcho. All right, Frank. Okay, so next up we've got, I wanted to throw this in here, juice jacking. So if you're ever on your cell phone, folks, and you go to a place like a hospital, anywhere that gives you a free way to charge your phone, okay, I saw some in the hospital not that long ago when I was there visiting somebody. Airports and these other places, they're talking about a lot of them filled with malware that are going to suck all the info off your phone. So the more stuff you do on your phone and you jack into one of these kind of generalized ports that give you free power, there's a good likelihood that you're getting all your personal information sucked off of your phone. So watch out for that. Let's take Donna in California.
Hi, Robert.
Hi.
Mark Twain said, the more I learn about humans, the more I like my dog.
Yeah.
You guys were talking about dogs a couple of weeks ago, and you know, I thought about that.
Yeah, well, you know, there's this thing with people from the Stone Age countries, the way they treat animals, and we treat animals bad here in our own ways. But like the guy Sebastian in Sweden talks about them punting these little pensioners' dogs in the park. I'd have a hard time not choking somebody out till there's no more breath in them. If you know, with things like that. that just really, you know, a lot of us here in the Western world are dog lovers, and so yeah, that's a big deal. And so they want to refugees welcome all these stupid people. You want to welcome these people who you really don't know their habits, their beliefs, and their cruelties, and you're inviting them into your country, and then your neighbor, your own dog, anybody else's dog, that people don't realize that this is one of those blowback things that happen when you were holding your stupid refugees welcome sign, and then you're basically bringing in a bunch of people that are going to be super cruel to your favorite animals.
Right. These other cultures,
yeah,
like the Chinese and
yeah,
the Arabs, they don't seem to have the same compassion and love for animals that the white Anglo-Saxon races had.
There you go.
They are the ones who, you know, they our countries, the white countries, have been always the leaders in, you know, animal rights, and oh, you know, like I know they're starting up no-kill clinics for stray dogs and things like that.
Yeah, yeah.
But we white people have always been that way. But these other cultures, they don't have that same mindset that we have, and it's
the empathy.
I don't know what it
yeah
is. They just, yeah, they do horrible things to animals, and it bothers me when I hear about it. I don't even like to hear about it, you know, because it does bother me.
Yeah.
So anyway, I thought I'd just run that by you.
All right.
About what Mark Twain said.
Right on. All right. Thanks, Donna. Well,
okay,
Let's see what the hijacker has to say. He called in. Come on up, hijacker. What's on your mind, buddy?
Yeah, Robert. Wow. I kind of hijacked the show. Let me set the record straight, Robert, for Frank or Paul. I'm not sure his name that called in. What I was laying out is that we got to... On the one side, you got the Bolsheviks, the Marxists, the Communists that have aligned with the globalist one-worlders, with the Chinese. That's the one side. And on the other side, you got Trump, you got the Israeli Zionist. And when you actually take a look and break it down, you realize, look, these two big powers are getting ready to slug it out. And in 12 months, we're going to find out which side is more powerful, this deep state, secular Bolshevik, a Jewish side of the equation. And my whole argument was, well, the Israeli Zionists, they know they got to protect the American kingdom, reinforce it, or Israel's gone. She's no more. And so what I was laying out is basically gaming out a scenario or that this civil war is basically underway, and that's what we're looking at. That's the only thing that can account for the deep state, and you have all these Marxist or communist Zionist, Jewish elements, secular, like Nadler and Schiff and all the rest of them, right, with a show trial. And then on the other side, you got the Trump administration full of Israeli Zionist Jews. There's a civil war there. That's what I was laying out. So I don't know why he tried to twist it. But just one more thing, Robert. If Hillary jumps in, because I tried to pick her off when I jumped into Trump's campaign to hijack it. Trump has not been able to kill her off. The Justice Department hasn't. So if this woman, which, by the way, go to SGT report with Sean, he actually has a guy that said that Jack Parsons, they actually did a sex magic ritual, and they claim they opened up a portal right around 47. It's when the,
It was called Babylon Working. They were trying to bring forth the Antichrist.
Right. And
yeah,
what was born, and the woman was impregnated, and the female that was born was Hillary Clinton. And they were told, look, she's going to be very, very important to ushering in the Antichrist. But anyways, if Hillary gets in, then there's only one guy that's going to be able to stop it, and maybe not even stop it, but delay it. And that is going to be the great and mighty king of Mother Russia, Vladimir Putin. Because I know that guy. If she gets in and she gets the nomination, he is looking at, once she gets power, is there going to be a world war with Russia? And so the question is, what is Putin going to do several days before the election? And it could be, maybe Trump's all in on the plan too. where they're just going to basically knock out the power for a week and have to delay the elections. But anyways, I don't know how I got involved. I was gaming something out, so,
yeah.
You know.
Well, let me just say this. It's a talk radio program, and I'm not a censor, and I'm not some commie that's going to censor anybody. So basically, anybody can call this program, and yeah, I don't care if it's the who it is. They can call in and flesh out where they're at, and so that's just the way I am. So
right, yeah. So I wanted to lay out that what we're looking at. The reason why people can't understand it is we're in the middle of a Jewish civil war. These two big groups are split, and they're getting ready to slug it out. So, and I'm just saying, since the Israeli Jews need the American Empire and need to protect it, pull the trade back, do whatever they want to go to war with the Chinese. Well, look, let's basically make sure that Trump gets in, help join their side, defeat the Chinese and the globalists and the secularists and the Bolsheviks. We know what they'll do. They'll kill millions of us. Not that the Zionists wouldn't, but I mean, we've got a record there. But anyways, Robert, thanks for letting me jump in here and kind of clearing my name a little bit. Appreciate it. Thanks so much.
All right, take care. Now the counter kind of looking at that is this is all one big show, and they're hedging bets on all sides and so forth, and they're all in collusion behind the scenes. And there's going to a lot of people that would say that, just like the protocols talks about, where they'll have their agents all across the political spectrum, what appears on the surface duking it out, but actually behind the scenes, cementing power. And then like Protocol 3 talks about a great serpent coiling around the states of Europe, and which is us included, and putting us in a vice. And so, hey, everybody's going to have their own opinion on that, and is what it is. We got one caller left, and the music's going to start, but Ken will turn it down, and I'll let the caller get his thoughts out, and then we'll end the program. So, Brent in Dallas, you got the last call, and come on up, and welcome.
Thank you. Maybe the feathered serpent you were talking about, but I was just calling to shout out to Paul Joseph Watson of Summit News and his coverage of bots and boots on the ground out there in Poland, where they had a good conservative demonstration family and children.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that's it.
All right. Well, thanks, Brent. Take care. Right. You got to give Watson some credit for covering, as Sebastian was talking about from Sweden earlier, the stuff in Malmo, which he calls Little Beirut. So Watson was always on top of that as well. And so it's an interesting. Yeah. I pay attention to Watson. All right, Brent. Well, that's the end of the program, I think, coming up. Let's see. There, I had a few more articles. Well, here comes the music, but let's see. I had a bunch of articles to get to, but the Jewish judge in England, a BBC article, the LGBT agenda is an abomination. Meds runoff. Suicidal shrimp, basically shrimp are committing suicide due to all the psych meds going into the freaking water systems. Donald Trump Jr. on his Triggered book tour. I saw a couple interviews. Him with his Czech background from his mother. He's a very anti-communist dude. Cocaine. If you enjoy cocaine, folks, you better watch it. The ODs are up hundreds of percent due to fentanyl being thrown into the cocaine now. So all you businessmen that like to snort up a little bit, it might have some fentanyl, a deadly dose in there. Obama getting thrown under the bus by the communist Antifa Marxist because he's telling them to tone it down until after the election, and they're throwing him under the bus. And I'll finish with Meghan McCain telling Roger Stone to rot in hell, how she got crucified on Twitter, where they all talked about her dad being in hell. And that'll be the end of the program, folks. And thanks everybody for listening. Thanks everybody for calling. And keep your eyes open and your,